Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing, friends? There. Michael, there you are, brother. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, good stuff. I was just on the live on TikTok there. Had Cardi Kid there and Chris, known as POTUS Chris. She's going to call into the show tonight. You want to talk to someone with receipts? You want to talk about someone who don't just speak but can back it up. She's the one, so she said she's going to call in. Hope she do, and she can get on with Freedom there, and you and I can just sit back and let her go.
Awesome, awesome. I was on the phone with a Canadian chick, Kim. And
okay.
So I was going to join on your live, and I jumped on with the phone with her for a minute, and I We talked through the show, so she's jumping in tonight. She's going to try to help us on the switchboard a little bit, and it's going to be interesting. So bear with us tonight once again, and we're trying to work through this, but I think we're going to be good, and it's going to be fun.
Well, as I was explaining to people, you know, next week we'll have the link trees up, and it'll be a lot easier to find us, you know. Certainly, we're catching it. We're catching it. We're starting to build it. We're starting to build a brand here. More people are starting to find out about it. And it takes time, friends, but we're going to get there.
Nicole says she was fired up on your live. She said you had a bunch of damn trolls in there pissing her off. you must have had some good ones over there. Awesome. We've got what? Kit Kat in here. We've got Motocross Chick in here. DCHCA. 2011. I know you. I know all y'all. Y'all are all on the TikTok. So we got a Chandra Marie 88 in here. We got several people in here already on the chat talking. So awesome, awesome.
That's great. That's great. So when Cardi or Chris, which is POTUS_Chris, you know, I'm not sure on the switchboard how they can make themselves known. Maybe send you a comment that they're on the line or whatever, so we can put them on. But, we got a, you know, unfortunately Kramer couldn't make it tonight because of his dad passing. It's very sad news. I really wish the best for him. I hope he gets over it. You know, it's kind of a hard thing to get over. Could understand why he couldn't make it tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I can understand. That's not an easy subject for anyone. And our prayers go out to Kramer, and he'll be back and fired up next week. I can guarantee you that. So. Yeah, that man doesn't miss a beat.
Yeah, and you know, he's a great patriot. He got great content. And, you know, we were addressing the trolls in the comments earlier. And, I get pretty fired up. And, you know, I don't get fired up to the fact that they differ with my opinion. I get fired up that they don't have an opinion. You know, they come in with comments. Instead of coming in talking about the economy or talking about all these plants that's burning, these processing plants, or talking about the rising prices of fuel and food and talking about the price of inflation, the highest in 30 years, you know, instead of coming in and dealing with the issues, they want to come in and say Orange Man bad. You know, again, Donald Trump, to me, was the greatest president ever lived. I'll stand by that. I don't care who leaves, how many followers I lose, how many trolls it attracts. To me, that's what I think. Now, that's my choice. I believe that. If he was doing what Biden was doing right now, I'd be just as, you know, against him as I'm against Biden. I mean, that's just the way it is. I say the same thing about George Bush. To me, he's a war criminal. That's what I believe. You know, that might upset some followers as well, but that's my opinion. I will listen to your opinion, try to understand where you're coming from, and hopefully you do the same.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you on George Bush, and I agree. If Donald Trump would have left 13 soldiers in Afghanistan to die, if he would have left $80 million worth of our equipment over there for them to use against our kids one day in a war, if he, you know, left our borders wide open like he has, I would have been screaming the same shit about Donald Trump that I scream about Biden. Yeah, I have no I don't choose a political side. I choose politics. I choose what their policies are, and that's how I go by my decisions. And Biden's policies suck. He's driving our country into the ground. So, I mean, that's all there is to it.
Well, you know, I mean, just look what he's doing with the borders. I mean, you know, if I wanted to immigrate to America, I mean, I would love to move to Texas. Honestly, I got such a heart for Texas. I don't know what it is. Texas, you know, and since the Ron DeSantis, you know, I kind of feel Florida drawing me. But, you know, I got to go through a lot to be able to do that, you know. And now the way Biden makes it seem, I could just fly to Mexico, cross the border, and be fine, be welcome with open arms.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, if they had the northern border just as wide open as they do the southern border, you're more than welcome to walk on across. They'll give you a damn cell phone. They'll give you a place to live. They'll give you health care, treat you better than they do our veterans. You know, it's sad. It's crazy. You know, we had a Texas boy, he's 21 years old, died at the southern border the other day. He's in the, you know, just trying to save a couple people he thought was drowning. Turns out the people are freaking drug mules. So this kid, you know, dies. One of our soldiers dies trying to risk his life to save two drug mules. A couple guys bringing drugs across our border to kill more of our kids. Like, it makes no sense. And they think that they have a free pass to come on. So it's ridiculous. It's unreal.
And now, you know, you're hitting on it. That's what I'm saying. We got to push our politics aside. We got to start looking at things on a human level. Look what's happening in this world. Like you said, now that's a young man. That's somebody's son. You know, down there, who thought he was helping save somebody's life, and here they are, drug mules. You know, and you know, we're sitting here arguing over which bathroom to use. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And I'm really glad that conservatives now are starting to fight back. People, you know, who's been silent for so long, who sat on the sidelines and just want to be left alone. You know, most of us just want to be left alone. You know, but this woke crowd is forcing us into politics, forcing us to stand up. So, you know, what's happening with Disney? They lost $41 billion. You know, and someone said, well, that's just a market correction. Well, no, losing all the subscribers is a market correction.
Yeah, that is get woke, go broke. That is exactly what that is. And it's going to happen to a lot more of these companies here in the near future. I can guarantee you that. CNN, they just had launched their CNN Plus. It lasted 1 month. Nobody wanted to watch that. Nobody paid for it. Boom, they're gone. Did you see Obama's podcast got dropped from Spotify? Like, nobody even wants to hear Obama.
Obama,
the silver tongue devil. They dropped him from Spotify.
You look at Netflix. Netflix come out with that, you know, the man is pregnant foolishness. I mean, you know, this is the lunacy that they have gone to. I mean, it's far out. You know, I can't even talk about it because I get so fired up. Because, you know, it's not about being gay or straight. Listen, you live your life however you feel led to lead. You know, that's not up for me to judge you. But when you got to get on there and have TV programs about a man, you know, we sit here today and we don't know, can't define a man or a woman. You know, and yet they want us to trust the science on the vaccines, and yet these people don't know what bathrooms to use. That's what their science tells them.
They're electing judges, putting judges on the board that can't even explain what a man or a woman is. Says, I'm not a biologist. I can't tell you. I can tell you right now, my four-year-old son has been able to tell you for 2 years that there is only two genders. He knows that there is a boy and there is a girl. There's a boy-girl dog. There's a boy-girl cat. There's a boy-girl human. That's all he knows. He's 4 years old. So these people are just insane to try to push this other shit. And to push it on our kids and to start talking seven genders to our kids and CTR, the CRT, and all this other crap, get out of here. I'm done with it. We've accepted so much for so long, and we were quiet, and we just went to work and did what we were supposed to do. You know, we weren't doing what we were supposed to do, but we thought we were. We let them take over every aspect of everything, schools, cities, everything. They've taken over everything. They're smart. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, and that's right. You know, they completely, you know, we, like I said, we've been silent. So they come in, they took over social media, they took over the all the news agencies, they took over all these things, and their main goal is to divide the family, to break up the nuclear family. You know, the greatest enemy, so to say, is a straight white Christian male married. You know, I mean, is that an absolute disgrace? But that's what they try to do, because a family is strong. A family, teach their kids morals, teach their kids the way to live, the proper way to live, and that's how you destroy a nation, when you take their morals away, you know, and that's what we're seeing with all this woke crap.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're going to see a lot more of it. They want to tell us that we're not being heard. They want to act like that their silencing and their censorship is working, but it's not working. It's definitely not working. We're being heard. They're being canceled all over. They started this cancel culture war, and we're going to end it. So that's all I got to say. We're going to end it. So.
You know, we've just had enough, and you know, they pushed it way too far. And, you know, Klaus Schwab, he probably got a little too trigger happy because, you know, he should have waited till us Gen Xers, if that's what they call us, are gone. Because, you know, we were born for this, you know. We were born free, and we'll die free, and we're not going to let a bunch of purple-haired people come on and tell us what to do, how to live, and how to live by it.
I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm texting Kim right now, trying to get her into the show with us.
No.
I'm done with all that crap. I'm done accepting. I'm done with it. I'm done. I'm done. I've accepted all I'm going to accept, and we're going to have to get loud about what we're not going to accept. Instead of just accepting everything, we have to get loud about what we're not going to accept. So.
Well, you know, we were talking about that bill. I was talking about the bill. I did a post on TikTok about it. 28 days after birth. And a lot of people come out and say, oh, well, that's not true and all these things. I mean, it's widely reported. It's not something I decide to come up and make up off the top of my head. You know, and the people, that's not what the bill says. Well, you tell me what the bill says. You know, I admit I haven't read it. I've seen the piece on, I think it was Fox News or wherever it was, you know, who talked about it. So, you know, I don't understand ins and outs of the bill. But the fact of the matter is, if you're going to have an abortion after birth, you are sick. And the whole crowd that's aligned with you, anybody who sat down and read the bill that wasn't morally outraged, there's something completely wrong with your soul. And I don't care. It's black. You were growing up. You know, you're pushing this for money, adrenochrome, whatever the hell it is they want to do with the babies. I don't know. But I have not read the bill. I only watched the clip, you know, and what's your thoughts on it?
It's murder. Murder. Capital M-U-R-D-E-R. It is murder. I don't care what way you want to look about it, it's murder. That's it. I am not for abortion. There is very, very minimal circumstances that I would even say that I would be for an abortion, but that right there is murder. That baby is born. I've watched so many videos. I've seen so many things. I've had so many discussions on abortion, and it's a really hot topic. It's a topic that really pisses people off, but that right there is murder. There's no way around it. The kid is born. It's not in the mom's stomach no more. You're talking 28 days old. It's murder.
Yeah, you know, and so did you hear where did you hear about that bill?
The bill? I've seen it on TikTok. You can find it. You can Google it. You can DuckDuckGo. Just look up abortion law being passed in California after 28 days or before 28 days, and you can find it. It's you can definitely find it. I can't remember the guy's name that was pushing for it, but, you know, it's no different. It's not just the Democrats. We have Republicans in Tennessee that are pushing for bills that 12-year-olds can get married, you know, all the way down to 12 years old. So, I mean, it's not exactly saying that in the bill, but it definitely leaves the door open for certain things. And so we have to watch all of them. And that's why we say on here, this isn't a Democrat or a Republican thing. This isn't a party issue. This is an American and a Canadian moral ground issue. This is a war against evil and good. And good always triumphs over evil. It may take us a minute, but we're going to for sure.
I've known people who've had abortions, and regardless of what they thought about it and this and that, but after the fact, it destroyed them. And I really feel bad that someone has to go through that, and because the way it is, they make it so inviting that it's almost just like going into a regular doctor's appointment. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace, and I just get so emotional and fired up over it. I mean, 28 days after birth, I don't know how someone could be in their right mind. You just want to, call up and crack them, excuse me. Since we're unplugged and uncensored, that's just how I feel. You won't hear me say that too much, but that's how I feel. That is unreal.
Yeah, you got that right, man. You do. We've got somebody that's already been waiting online to talk for a few minutes. I told them to call in since we don't really have a guest waiting for us tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and let them in the room. I'm not sure who it is.
Yes, let them go.
But I'm going to let them talk for a minute. So I'm going to open up the live and let our first guest caller in tonight. So here you are. You're live with Patriots United Radio Show. How are you doing tonight?
Okay. I heard you guys speaking for about couple of minutes. So it seems like you're railing against abortion. I presume that you also rail against the vaccines, the mandates, and the other crap that's coming down the pike.
I've railed against a lot of it, yeah.
Brother, and again, we all have our opinion on these things. And, I don't know where you're going with your line of questioning, whether you agree or disagree. But, if you disagree, listen, I'm here to listen, you go ahead. I'll let you finish your thoughts.
All right. Well, I didn't want to call in to talk about abortion specifically. I'm for abortion, but not for reasons that anybody else has. The thing is, you guys were saying that you're not going to take it anymore. And so I'd like to know what are the solutions to what Congress and the governors and the mayors impose upon us.
You want to go first, Michael, on this one?
No, go ahead.
Well, that's the problem we all want to find out is the solution. Going back to the abortion topic there, my friend, we're just a show that, we kind of just take it as it goes. So abortion is not the topic. We just got on about the 28-day after birth thing. So away from that, I just want to tell you that this is a show about nothing, really. And so going to what do we do, I think we all got to get involved in politics. I mean, a lot of people don't want that answer, but I don't see any other way outside of what everybody's thinking. I don't even want to repeat it because there's a lot of people that would, use your voice to kind of, a lot of people just say when. But I think the more people that gets woke up, the more people that seeing what's going on, with the Great Reset now, with all these food processing plants burning down, with the food prices, the gas prices, the taxes, I mean, it's nonstop. You can see that they're trying to bankrupt the country. So the more we keep putting that message out, I'm just hoping that enough people will wake up that they'll have to listen.
People should wake up, but the question still remains, what can people do? Because when people wake up, they get beaten by the cops in the street, like that poor guy in Canada, the pastor, who was brave enough to non-comply and be defiant at least twice. They actually dragged him out of his church, knocked some of his teeth out, imprisoned him. And that seems to be the fate of some of the people who are brave enough to be the truckers, who were the inspiration for people around the world to stand up and say no more. So far, it hasn't worked. So there have to be different different types of solutions. So the ones that are being enacted now, if people are getting involved, they don't seem to be working too well. So if there's other types of solutions that are out there, I sure like to know what they are.
Yeah, I mean, the best solution that I have is get involved and get everyone involved. Until enough people stand up and speak out, then we're not going to be able to do anything. And that's why they say, united we stand, divided we fall. And right now they have us so divided, we're falling, and we're falling fast. So if we can't find common ground and we can't talk and we can't have civil discourse with each other, then we're never going to be able to stop anything that's going on. We have to keep these conversations going. We have to force these conversations on each other. We have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. You know, we have to, you know, there's only two ways out of tyranny that I can see. And one way is you have enough people that stand up and say enough is enough. And literally we force these people out of their positions and we start over. And here in America, we have the Second Amendment. And, you know, if they push too far, too hard in America, you have several groups of people that are probably already on edge and already online. And a revolution, a civil war, that is not what I want. That is not going to be good for either. That's not going to be good for anybody. It's going to be a lot of bloodshed. You know, I would much rather millions of people stand up and say enough is enough. We're not taking this anymore. And we could literally, millions, if there was enough people, stand up and say, we've had enough. We're going to the courthouses. We're going to city halls. We're going to evict these people. We start over. You have people that volunteer to you know, enter these positions for the next few months. We have fair elections, real fair elections, and we elect people into these positions that want to run these positions. We don't have career politicians in there anymore. We set term limits. I mean, you know, your question was what is the solution? And my solution is there's two. You know, you have millions of patriots stand up and say enough is enough, and we do it unforcefully. We just do it in numbers. And the next one would be, like I said, in America we have our Second Amendment, and it's not what I want whatsoever, but there's millions of people, I'm sure, that are probably already ready and pissed off and done, and that are just waiting for someone to say, let's go. You know, I push for peace. That's not what I want whatsoever. Not that I'm not prepared for it, but that's not what I want.
You know,
well, unfortunately, both the solutions involve violence. The second one, when you're talking about the Second Amendment, of course, when people don't want to take it anymore and they say no more, of course, revolution, civil war. If that happens, the people lose. There are people who believe that if there's a civil war and a revolution, that the people will prevail. They won't.
No, they won't.
They run out of ammo in a month or in a year or in a week, and the planes and the helicopters and the drones and the robots will take over by the government, and the revolutionary forces will just be stomped out. Now, the other solution that you're talking about is that if millions of people stand up and they go to City Hall, that's still violence, because you're not going to evict anybody by saying, Miss Pelosi,
man,
Mr. McDonald, could you please leave? And they're going to
man,
leave. They're not going to do
be,
that.
They would be running. I mean, just January 6th, there was no violence. Those people were hiding in every bunker they could fucking hide in. They were scared, and there was no violence there. They were let in by the FBI. Those people are scared shitless of us. They don't want that smoke. I can guarantee you, without their security, without any of that, they don't want it. They will run for the hills. You got 100,000 people standing outside your courthouse demanding you leave. You're leaving.
Yeah, and you got to remember remember that millions that are standing up. You got to remember that these police officers, these military, these people commanding the drones and all these things, they're patriots too. So it's just going to take for one of them to cross the line. Like if one police officer in Ottawa had to cross the line, you would have never seen that happen. You would have seen One man, that's all it took with courage to cross that line, and this thing in Canada would be over.
Now I'm going to have to disagree with you on that, because I've had policemen in France who joined the protesters, and they still got beaten. You've had people with cops in Australia and in Austria throw down the shields, and the protesters still got beaten. So that's nice wishful thinking that
there's,
if we had nice friendly cops, I know.
There's not
we
enough.
Should have.
I mean,
we should have a lot. But what's going to happen is what's happening now is that they're purging the military and they're purging the cops of Trump supporters and conservatives and Christians. When they do that, and they can do that in a fortnight, they will replace
and they're bringing,
them.
They're bringing,
no history.
They're bringing in who knows
That's
to
right.
our borders. Who knows
they're bringing
what these
in
guys are. They may be
just
Afghan
like,
soldiers.
Yeah,
they may be Ukrainian soldiers.
Yeah, just like Trudeau brought in mercenaries to beat the crap out of the truckers. That happened in Germany. They brought in mercenaries. They took the criminals. They made them the SS. And what happened? We had a worse situation than before.
Yeah.
So that's why I keep asking. There's got to be a solution other than what seems to be a knee-jerk reaction. Because all of this has happened before, historically. Yeah.
There's got to be smarter men than me out here. I just try to spread the truth. I just try to wake people up and give my opinion on things. I really wish somebody would reach out that had better solutions, but, you know, those are the only solutions that I have.
That's what I keep saying. I keep saying there's got to be somebody out there more intelligent, more creative than me, because I haven't found a solution yet. I do know that the whistleblowers, and I know that investigative reporters and people who are suing the government are making some headway. They're doing better than people who are just standing up and not complying, because they're taking the people to court, and the documents that are revealed in court are very, very revealing. The bad thing is that mainstream media doesn't expose them. Because the mainstream media is part of the problem.
They are a majority of the problem. You got that right. You got that right. What was your name, brother?
Mine is Joe.
Joe, awesome, man. Just wanted to know who I was talking to. I appreciate you calling in tonight, Joe. We've got another caller on the line. We're going to go ahead and let in. We're trying to let it, you know, 5 to 7 minutes
no
or so
problem.
Per call. And but we appreciate your call, man. If we get on a subject here in a little bit and you want to talk again, you're more than welcome to call back in. Okay, brother?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, Joe, I really appreciate what you had to say. And, you know, like us, you're in the same boat. We're all sitting here wondering what we do. I mean, we've never faced this before, you know. And I look at what happened over there in Kahanistan. I think that's how you pronounce it. I mean, the people had enough there. They rose up and they kicked out who they kicked out. The spy chief took off running. The politicians took off running. You know, I think the more we expose what's going on, I think you're going to see real men and women of courage come out with the actual documentation and some of these things to show what's going on, and once that happens, people will be outraged, and I think we're going to see a different solution. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I think you're right, man, and I appreciate you calling in tonight, Joe, and have a great evening. And I'm going to go ahead and let our next caller in right quick, and we'll see who we got here. I haven't heard from Kim. I see that she's on the board, so I'll go ahead and let our next caller in right quick and see who we've got on the line. Welcome to Patriots United Radio Show. How are you doing tonight? And who do we have?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
How are you doing tonight?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, great. It's Connie from Toronto.
How you doing, Connie?
I'm great. I'm really great. I was listening to Joe, and I just had to call in. I'm just calling straight from my cell phone. So, and I think Joe's correct. I think, you know, a lot of people sit in the sidelines and say, what are we going to do next? Why are you talking so much? You know, I have a lot of people on Facebook that follow me and so forth on Instagram. And they kind of like message me privately and they'll say, aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid of your life? Aren't you afraid? Because I'm a former massage therapist, and they say, you know, isn't it going to harm your career, your profession? And I thought, no, it's not. I won't have a profession. I won't have a career. I won't have a future if I don't speak now. And I think the most important thing that we can do is keep the education going, because most of the people that listen to me and that question me don't know the truth. They only, like you guys mentioned, the mainstream media, they sit there, they see City TV, oh my goodness, and they just start blah, 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 and believing everything that these people say to them. And I'm saying, but you guys aren't looking outside the box. And if I can educate or open even one person's eyes, that's huge for me. Because that one person is going to go tell another 10 people. And those 10 people are going to go tell another 20 people. And it's more potent to get it from somebody who you trust, you know, somebody who you believe. And when these people come back to me and say to me, you really believe that? And then I give them the sources to look it up themselves, you know, don't believe me. Go read it yourself. They don't have access to that information. They're blind. They're just going with the flow. I live a prim and proper life, especially up here in Toronto, because this is uncensored. You know, I'm sorry, but Toronto people, they eat their shit with a fork and knife. I mean, it's terrible. They don't want to disrupt anything. They don't want to, I got to go to the cottage next week, so I don't have time to go protest or educate myself. They just don't want to see it. They don't want to believe it. One person actually said to me, why don't you just worry about yourself and your kids? Why do you worry about everybody else?
You know, we have to.
Can you believe, like you said, can you believe that they said that to me?
like you said, if we don't worry about it now, we're not going to have these things to worry about in a few years anyways. I run a business. I have several businesses, and I have rental properties and Airbnbs, and none of this stuff is going to matter in a couple of years if we don't speak up and get loud, because they want us to own nothing and be happy about it. And that's not just liberals. That's not just Republicans. That's everybody. They want us to own nothing and be happy. That's what they said. So, like you said, we have to get loud.
I definitely respond to people, and I say to them, if I lost my job because I didn't agree with something that they wanted to put in my body, that's the biggest red flag. And I think if people that don't understand that, there's something wrong. Like Chad said, there's something wrong with people. If you can kill a baby after, I don't even, you know what, I'm going to tell you guys, I don't even believe we're even talking about this. I don't even believe it's a conversation, because this should not even be on our tongue. We shouldn't even be arguing about this. This is, like you said, this is murder. And if you murder someone, you need to be charged for it.
Yeah, how far?
And just like our governing body. How far have we gone to talk like this? No. And I'll be quite honest, I was never into politics. I never cared about what was happening. I landed on TikTok for some reason a few months ago, and I'm so grateful that I did, because those people, those patriots on that TikTok educated me, and they keep educating me every single time I'm on there. I learn something new. So I've turned off mainstream media. I don't watch it anymore because I just, when I want the news and when I want the real truth, I just turn on TikTok. I've been silenced a few times for things that I don't know what I said. Of course, it went against guidelines or whatever. But all I'm saying is the squeaky wheel is going to get the oil. Of course, we all want this done fast, but something that's fast is not going to last long. We need to educate
exactly.
everybody, and we need to educate as many people as possible, and then they need to educate another, you know, 10, 20, 30, whatever it is, and
well,
just keep it going.
You're right. You hit the nail on the head, though, when you said you hadn't really paid attention to politics until just the last few months or, you know, the last few years, whatever. There's a lot of people like that. That's why Chad and I, that's why we're here screaming. That's why we're on the app. That's why I have 4 accounts, just so I can get the word out to everyone, because there's so many people that haven't paid attention. And that's why we are where we are, not downing you whatsoever. That's the way that they've made our minds. That's the way that they can, you know, control us. They throw distractions out everywhere. They keep us, you know, working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to pay our bills, you know, and a lot of people aren't paying attention. And that's why we scream. That's why we yell. That's why we're here. We have to wake as many people up, and we woke you up, or somebody woke you up. And now you're waking people
yeah.
up, just like you said, it's a domino effect, and we will win, we will prevail if we stay loud and keep doing what we're doing, you know?
When it first started 2 years ago, the pandemic, sorry, Chad, I just want to get this out there because I am a personal support worker, and I'm going to tell you that these elderly, that I'm an advocate for elderly, and I hold them very close to my heart, which... they want to do what they do in China. The elderly are worth nothing. They just want to get rid of them. Those elderly that were in the nursing home where I was there and you weren't allowed to come in and look after your elderly, they didn't die of COVID. They died of malnutrition, of neglect, of starvation, and of dehydration. They did not die of COVID. I, you know what, they can tell me, oh, yeah, this person tested positive. Bullshit. So if you have a flu and you don't feed your itty-bitty 90-pound-year-old grandmother, do you think she's not going to die of a flu? Of course she's going to die. She's not getting any nutrients. She's not getting any water. She's not – they, you know, our nursing homes already had a problem that we didn't have enough PSWs. We had 12 elderly to one person or one worker, and then they bring in this where you're not allowed to see your elderly at all, so you don't even know what they died of. Well, I'll tell you what they died of because I was there. And I'm sorry for taking up your time, but I thought that this is so important. And if I can educate as many people as possible when they say, oh, you know, my grandfather died in the nursing home because of COVID, I tell them, no, that's not true. That's not why your dad died or your grandfather, or your grandmother. They died because days were going by that nobody was feeding them. And the people, the elderly that sit there that can't feed themselves, if you don't do it, no one's doing it. No one's
well,
feeding those elderly.
You know, you're bringing up a good point, you know. You see, one of the things about waking up, and you know, I appreciate your call. You know, Toronto, I have a special place in my heart. Lived most of my life in Oshawa. And what's happening is, you know, they use this selective language, you know, and the language is, you know, died with COVID. Didn't say they died of COVID. So they have a lot of these tests that say that these people that died, the COVID may not have affected them at all. You know, now they're coming out saying, well, they had 3 or 4 more comorbidities. When you take an elderly person, 80 or 90 years old, don't know what's going on in the world, sitting in some room in a nursing home, poked in a corner, left like an unloved dog, I'm sorry to say, you know, and people can't, their family can't go visit them. Well, what do you think is going to happen to them? You know, it's an absolute and utter disgrace the way that this was all approached, the way they treated people, how many loved ones went to the grave without someone saying goodbye. I mean, it breaks my heart to even think about it, you know, and you should have been able to take measures and go see your family, take them out, or whatever it is to do. You should not have denied people that right to say goodbye or to spend time with their loved ones. I mean, that's your mom, that's your dad, that's someone that you love. And who are these health officials to say no? That's how I looked at it. And then to come up with some cockamamie excuse and say, well, you know, we got to protect them. Well, you're not protecting them. If they're sitting there with a broken heart wondering where their family is, you are not protecting them. You're not protecting nobody but this agenda that you've been pushing.
You know, yeah. Chad, Michael, all your patriots out there, I am going to tell you something that it never made sense from day one. They pick and they choose who they're going to keep open, who they're going to close, who they're going to, you know, bankrupt, whose people jobs have lost. You know, you can't tell me that one family member can go in and help feed, stay in that person's room, but make sure that they get the proper nutrition that they deserve without threatening all these people that, oh my goodness, you know, you're going to spread COVID while Walmart, I'm sorry to say Walmart, whatever, whoever is out there. And, but we're allowed to go to Costco and we're allowed to go to Walmart and we're going to, and you're not spreading anything. Well, you know what? There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I have my own thoughts on all that. And, I mean, just think about all the money the government is saving on Social Security and on all those payments to those people that they killed off. You know, it happened
here
in America, too. They killed off so many older people here. It's so sad. But I'm going to go ahead and introduce Freedom while you're on here. We've got Freedom Stick in the room right now. So you can say hi to Brad if you want to. Do you know who Freedom Stick is?
Well, I'd like to – yeah, I know you all. I love you all. You're great. You're inspiring. I'm so glad that you did this talk show. I think that more people need to do more things. I'm trying to set up a group myself of the audience that will at least listen. And we're trying to get together in our little group in Toronto because we need to spread. Like I said, the squeaky wheel's going to get the oil. And, you know, if they had done it with my children – this generation, this newer generation coming in, they might get away with it. But I'm 52 years old, and they're not going to get away with it. And when people say
that's
to me, aren't you afraid that they're going to kill you or do something to you? I said, I'm right here. And I will stand for Canada. I will stand for you. I say, I will stand for the world until my voice is heard. And if my voice is not heard and nothing happens, at least people knew that I was a big mouth and that I tried to spread the truth.
Hey, well, we know that you're a patriot, and we really appreciate you calling in tonight, girl. God bless Toronto. God bless Canada. Thank you very much.
Thank you as well. Have a nice show and enjoy.
Thank you for calling in. How are you doing
okay,
tonight,
bye-bye.
Brad?
How are we doing tonight? Can you hear me?
Doing good, brother. You doing okay?
Yeah, man. Appreciate for the invite to come on the show.
Awesome. Anytime, man. Anytime. You know, with Kramer's father passing away, we wanted to give him a little bit of time to recoup and get back, you know, to what he wants to do and what he, you know, does best. So who else
yeah,
to have come back on the show than Mr. Freedom Freaking Stick?
TikTok's most wanted.
I know. You better watch out. I guarantee the views. Watch that switchboard. I guarantee the views are going to go crazy right now with all the trolls. And just keep an eye out. But, yeah, I appreciate you guys. I've been
they haven't found us here yet.
Not yet. Give them a little bit of time, man. These people are relentless in regards to trying to shut down freedom, patriotism, the truth, factual data. That's what they're hunting for. But you know what? I think they're busy right now because they're trying to deal with the scenario in regards to Elon Musk buying freaking Twitter.
Yes,
man. That's crazy. I mean, you know, I'm definitely on the fence when it comes to Elon Musk. You know, at the beginning he was talking about Neuralink, he was talking about, you know, hooking up chips and you know, having, you know, direct information, you know, being downloaded into your ride, you know. I just hope he's doing what he's supposed to doing. And I don't see anything better than an individual that has that much money, that much power, and that much influence to step in and to buy a crappy social media company like freaking Twitter, this leftist garbage. It's like they were fortified on Twitter. That was the main thing. Like these leftists, these communists, these people that tried to hide the truth and factual data throughout freaking the pandemic, throughout all of this reconditioning, mental reconditioning, you know, they hit on Twitter and they're scared now. CNN's all over it. They're freaking afraid now.
Oh yeah, and you look, you got the Democrats now coming out. All of a sudden, it's all for we got to stop the censorship, stop the misinformation. You know, they're all jumping on that board now that Elon's going to open it up. You know, that's the absolute stupid thing about it. But you know, I think it's a good thing. I think he's going to open it up. You know, Elon's mind don't work like us. You know, he's a smart individual, obviously, and I hope he does what he says and he's open up for free speech, put Trump back on there, put whoever the hell back on there that should be on there. Stop worrying about misinformation. We never had a problem with misinformation until the truth started coming out.
I've had so much flack. I've had a lot of flack over the Elon thing, but here's my only reply. How much worse can he fuck it up? Like, can't fuck up Twitter any worse than it's already fucked up. So, like, let him have it. He's talking about free speech. Let's have some free speech.
Yeah, you know me as a tactician, you know, my military background, law enforcement background. I just, you know, I never blindly follow anyone. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there. And, you know, as soon as I heard that he was purchasing, I was like, man, that's good. But there's always that critical thinking in the back of my head that sits there and says one question. What do you think that question is?
What's he doing it for? What's his reasoning? Why would this billionaire want to buy this app? I mean,
why now? Always my biggest question about everything that we're seeing in the news, right? All of the disinformation, the fake news, the propaganda, the news stories, you know, I always sit back and I say, well, that sounds great, but
if you follow
his
tweets, though, for the last year and a half, he has tweeted many times about the censorship and what would you like to see on Twitter. And you know, I think, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I'm with you. I always have to wonder why, what's the reason for this? But, you know, I have to hope, you know, free speech is the reason. I don't know. We'll find out, that's for sure, but I just can't see him, you know, I mean, he can't use it, he can't make it any worse than it is now. They already allow all them liberals to spit whatever they want to on there and cover up any other thing they want to, so.
Right, so, you know, look, I always, and again, the tactician part of me comes out, it's not just that, but you got to ask yourself, why now? That is, I think that's the biggest question set up. Instead of individuals sitting at home and taking in like this abuse of all of this information from the left, from the right, from the center, from the up, from the down, trying to, you know, to figure out what the truth is, what isn't truth, what is misinformation. I think what people need to do is stop questioning. And the first question that should always pop into your mind now is, why now? That should, and then work your way out from that level of questioning from there, okay? So we'll talk about what are they blasting? You can apply this to anything. Like, literally can apply this to anything right now. So let's say the Johnny Depp case. Why now? Why now? Why are we seeing this case 24/7 in the news? 24/7, right? Why now? You get what I'm saying? You could literally, and that's where I always start. I don't sit there and I say, hey, maybe this is truth, maybe this is not, maybe this is misinformation. I always start off, let's just take this information at face value and we'll start with the question, why now? And then you think about, okay, let me walk it back. What do we have going on right now? What do we have going on in the immediate future? And what do we have going on long term? And does that fit does that fit into some kind of narrative, right? Does that fit into some kind of operation, right? So Elon Musk, we'll just say Elon Musk taking over Twitter. What's right around the corner, you know? Think about it. What do we have?
The election social media companies. They're all ran by Intel ops anyways. Do you believe that?
Correct. I believe that everything that you're seeing, everything that you digest has already been pushed through some kind of filter system, some kind of think tank saying, all right, this is when we need to drop. I got a question. Okay, so on top of that, the question why now? The New York shooting. Have you heard anything about that lately, gents?
Nope.
Oh, crickets.
That's
crazy.
I mean, we said that's what would happen.
It's insane. The narrative, people in this nation and people around the world don't think that our government illegally pushes clandestine operations against the people. When you see a story like that, the first thing you should always be saying is, why now? Not, hey, is this true? Well, what was the story that they pushed to you? They pushed what? That a 60-something-year-old man just walked into a subway, started randomly shooting people, had a vest. I had time to throw a vest on, threw some smoke grenades, started shooting people, and then left his key credit card and more viable information at the scene of the crime, then went to get something to eat, and then eventually turned himself in. And we're hearing nothing about the case. Oh, yeah, and on top of that, you know, the FBI and the federal government have taken over that case. It just, everything you guys see on TV, in the news, you should always ask yourself that one question, why now?
Why now? Absolutely.
Why now?
What about, you know, we all remember the George Floyd thing, that
okay.
Officer Derek Chauvin, okay. Or whatever his last name is.
Okay.
You know, that seems so fishy to me right from the get-go. Is that person, you actually think that person's in jail, or is that some kind of distraction?
Do you think that this shooter is actually who the government says he is? Mr. Two First Names, Frank G. Do you know how easy it would be to take an individual that doesn't even live in this country, that may have visited, or maybe has a criminal background and has been recently deported, to make up a fake narrative about this individual, change up how the person looks in three or four like pictures? There's so much crap out there nowadays that you have to filter through, but it's just certain things, certain stories stand out. What was going on the same day? So when you ask that question, why now? Okay. What happened the same day in the same city?
Yeah, the mayor being evicted.
On top of that, the lieutenant governor being arrested on election fraud.
Oh, yeah.
The lieutenant governor being arrested on election fraud at the same time
that
goes down.
Fraud.
That's weird. Yeah, a little weird.
I never heard about that. You see, that's how these places, you know, work. Right? They cover up, they hide things, they got all these crisis actors. You know, it's hard for the human mind to believe that these things actually exist, but they do.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that Derek guy? Do you think he's a real person sitting in a jail cell somewhere, or do you think he's, you know, an actor that's
down in
Mexico somewhere now?
So here's the thing about my critical thinking mindset. Unless I know the person personally, kind of like Elon Musk, I can't sit there and spit judgment. Now, I can sit there and I can think, what if? Now, we could talk about what if, and I can sit there and say, well, if I was going to pull off an operation to hopefully engulf the whole nation, you see where the whole narrative went around the world. It didn't just stay here. That's the crazy part. It went around the world and affected the world for some crazy reason, like everyone else is dealing with the same problems we're dealing with, right? And then you think to yourself, like, who pushed this narrative worldwide? And then you think to yourself, what other narratives are being pushed worldwide, right? The blind faith, the propaganda 24/7, because that's all we saw. You know, the social and racial divide, the hating police, but now the same people that said defund the police want to arm the police.
Arm them,
crazy
yep.
talk. Yeah.
It is crazy. We got a couple of callers that's been waiting for a few minutes. Can we let somebody in?
Yes. I just finished my thought here. You know, up here in Canada, watching them shout down there, defund the police, I mean, it was absolutely insane. But we have someone listening, John Davison. He's a real patriot, you know, and I put up a post earlier, and he sent me some facts on Messenger there. And, you know, he's always looking out for us patriots. And, John, if you're listening, I really appreciate you, and I just wanted to say that. Go ahead, caller.
All right, I'll let him in the room. Let's see here. All right, welcome to Patriots United Radio Show. How are you doing tonight?
What?
Hello? Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. Hi. Okay, I'm Curtis Probst. I think I know Chad.
You're who? Sorry?
Miss Chris, or Curtis Probst, I think. Chris.
Oh, yes, there's... Mr. Freedom 60, I brought her in just for you. She's a woman.
Oh, nice.
The line is open to you.
Well,
yes,
I hear you talking about the intelligence community and the craziness that goes on in the PSYOPs operations within our government that we conveniently forget happened.
Correct.
And the average person has no idea. I have three people in my house that have worked in intelligence. In some form or fashion, whether private intel or the Special Activities Center of the CIA, people have no idea what goes on.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, everything that we've probably been seeing over the last 25 years are Gladio B operations supported by the NSA, CIA, special departments in the government to persuade and to push people in the direction of moving towards the narrative. 150%. You know, you ask yourself, we talk about these shootings. These shootings just magically happen, and then all of a sudden the cases go cold. Nobody talks about them, then they move on. The San Bernardino shooting, right? They were all over that 24/7, and then they magically had a live flyover with a helicopter. That one video that they showed down in San Bernardino that magical person was filming from the side of a house to show the police chase of these vehicles, just magically, they didn't get a hold of a live news chopper that actually showed the pre-staged vehicles that were in that video two blocks down the road. And just magically, a couple weeks later, that story went dead. We could talk about the Vegas
shooting.
It's
amazing how that happened, isn't it?
Correct.
It's funny how that just smoke and mirrors and everything disappears.
Correct. So we'll talk about the Pulse nightclub shooting down in Florida. If you sat around and you actually watched, and this is the crazy thing, this is why they try to keep live news feed out of it. What they do is they conduct an operation, and they what they do from start to finish, they have checkpoints, right? So they give you a little bit of news, and what they do is, just in case there was somebody in the area, just in case somebody was videotaping, they only give you enough to see if anyone's going to dispute the information they're putting out. And then, magically, then they have more information, and then more information. Well, here's the thing about that Pulse nightclub shooting that they won't talk about. There was a video that a live news crew conducted down there, and you probably can't find it on the internet anymore. There's a lot of us that actually recorded it, but the individual they said got shot in the leg magically was being hauled out of the nightclub and pranced in front of camera crews. They watched him walk down the road while the EMS, law enforcement, blocked off both sides of the street. And the individuals, when they thought that they weren't on camera anymore, his two buddies put him on the ground, and all three of them started dancing. And then they cut the live feed. Crazy talk.
Yeah.
But you look for things
It's all distraction. People, we forget that, you remember under the Obama administration, the CIA hacked Congress computers?
Yes. That during the Obama administration, on top of that, He pushed an executive order to allow for propaganda, too, to be filmed and pushed out through the mainstream media. This government has been operating against the people for a very long time.
Yeah, and Anderson Cooper was an intern at the CIA for 5 years.
Correct. A lot of people don't know about that. They don't know about his ties with Mossad.
Correct. Oh, yeah. Mossad, and then we forget about all these things. Do you know the director of the CIA during that Congress hack of the computer, they were actually investigating the CIA torture methods when those computers were hacked. But
correct.
The director of the CIA at the time did not punish those agents. Obama did not punish her, and she is now the director and the head of all the intelligence community of the United States of America.
Correct. But again, people won't
Ms.
talk
Admiral
about that. People won't talk mm-hmm. about that because we're bombarded with all of this senseless. And I don't even call it the news anymore. This is not news. This is people's opinions, narratives, and propaganda. This is not news.
No, it's not news. And here's the thing, right? We don't pay attention because it's hard to look at. Now, there's something else really interesting that most people don't know about the CIA and Congress. In 2018, do you know about the congressional inquiry into the Special Activity Center of the CIA in 2018?
I did hear about that, yes.
So they were, 2018, for those who don't know, if anybody doesn't know, there's a Special Activity Center within the CIA, and within that Special Activity Center, there are two units. They are paramilitary units. That means that they are active duty military as well as CIA agents simultaneously. The Special Activity Center has the Special Activities Group and also the Political Action Group. Political Action Group, that sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? Hmm. Congress inquiry was trying to determine whether the DOD or the CIA should have control over the Special Activity Center as a whole. Congress ruled, the Congressional Inquiry Panel ruled, that the DOD did not have the constitutional right or authority to oversee that center.
Correct.
That's not weird.
Correct. Yes, because, again, per our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, these are unelected officials. Just because elected officials are a conglomerate of the U.S. government, we don't deal with the CIA. We don't get to appoint anyone to the CIA. You talk about DOD possibly operating against citizens of the United States again. We talk about posse comitatus, all of that. Yes, of course Congress would rule against them because Congress was placed there as checks and balances. But yeah, I'm totally
right.
with you on that.
So the CIA can now operate on U.S. soil with the Special Activity Center, and they were congressionally allowed to do that. That's why the National Intelligence Report is now a matter of national security as of 2018 as well, because the CIA got the congressional right to operate on the United States soil.
Chris, correct. The thing is, what I like about you is you hold no punches, and people thought Freedom Stick was able to punch back. Well, you got to be in the room with her and watch her go at the leftists, because she don't just talk. She comes with receipts, and while they're talking, she's Googling and whatever the hell it is she's doing, and she's banging around. I mean, you really got to watch her on the line. Anybody listening, well, if you're not following her, tell us your handle there, Chris.
I have several because, you know, the TikTok communists like to censor me.
Yep.
but Mr. Freedom Sticks, actually, you don't realize who I am. Katie gave you some documents from me. My name is Ms. Chris.
Yeah,
you follow my Telegram.
You know what? And I appreciate those those are intense documents. As soon as I saw some of the contracts that the information about the Ukrainian contracts that I received, holy crap, I was thinking to myself, man, I was in government for 25 years. I was a Fed for a while. How and who is this lady connected to? And how is she getting her hands on this viable documentation? So I appreciate you. I know exactly who.
A little bit about who I am, because nobody in here will ever be able to figure out who I am. And if you Google me, I'm going to get a phone call. Type of thing. So I have three members of the intelligence community that live under my roof.
Gotcha.
You know, different facets, everything from the CIA to private intel. One who was a member of a very special division of the CIA. And people need to remember, too, that private intel, see, people don't really realize that I'm not scared of the CIA and the NSA. Private intel corporations have the freedom to do whatever they want on U.S. soil and have complete and total immunity to anything that they do.
Correct. Yeah, you should never, and you bring up a good point, when people turn around and they're always talking about the FBI, they're talking about the ATF, they're talking about federal agencies. Those aren't the agencies you need to be worried about. It's the private companies which you need to be worried about, the ones that are tied to those three-letter agencies that, just like you said, can conduct operations, especially here in the United States, with immunity.
Absolutely.
With their contract.
100% immunity.
Yes, 150%.
Yeah, because they're contracted. These three-letter organizations, you can look them up. The government contracts with them. We have to remember, Edward Snowden was a contractor. He worked for Benjamin Allen Hamilton. And the United States of America right now would do really well to remember the first place that Mr. Snowden fled to when he left the United States of America. And they would do well to remember where Mr. Snowden resides as of this moment.
So on Snowden, you know, do you ever think Trump or anybody else is going to pardon him for, you know, what he done? I mean, what he did was expose their corrupt programs, and, you know, nobody likes him for it. But, I mean, you know, it's a disgrace to keep that poor man over in Russia, don't you think?
I'll tell you this. Mr. Snowden, he only released about 5% of the documentation and stuff that he has against the United States of America.
So sometimes, and you know, I bring this up as well, too. You always have to think about controlled opposition as well. Whenever you're dealing with the intelligence community and the propaganda and the agendas that are being pushed, again, you always have to ask yourself that one main question, why now? How is this person connected? Why is this person allowed to divulge certain information, and how does that fit into the big world agenda at that point? I always just tell people, whenever you see...
Big, right? We forgot something really big. We forgot something big. If they had wanted to catch Mr. Snowden, don't you think that they would have used a private intel corporation to do so they can operate outside the confines of the United States of America Constitution?
Oh, yeah. And I always bring that up. Whenever it comes to these intel officers, these whistleblowers, you know, working inside the federal government, being in the military, conducting certain operations, I step back and I think, you know, it would be so easy to take these people out. And I'm not just talking about a military operation, flag military operation. It would be easy as hell to get three or four assets on the ground and conduct an evolution to take some of these people out. And I sit back and I think, why hasn't that happened yet? Is this controlled information? Are they trying to persuade people into thinking a certain way, right? So you always have to take that in the mind, too, whenever you're dealing with anyone in the intelligence community and the information that they're dropping. So.
And do not trust them. Do not trust them as far as you can throw them,
correct.
And especially right now. So right now you have the United States of America government lying to their State Department employees, lying to their CIA agents, lying to their DOD, lying to everyone.
Correct.
They are lying to their
correct.
Own employees as if their employees do not speak to one another.
Correct.
And you have to beg and answer, ask the question, why?
If you tie everything together at this point, we see major information coming around the corner from high-level individuals, right? We could talk about the election. A lot of people don't want to talk about the election. This corrupt government that has been installed has made it taboo to talk about it, has made it seem almost illegal to question your constitutionally protected rights in regards to a fair election. But here's the crazy thing. There's information coming out. Documentary that they're going to be dropping here May 4th, from what I understand, they're going to be putting 2,000 mules. This documentary from D'Souza, it was backed with information from Trump, Mike Lindell, all of these individuals. They had some of these contractors that you talk about dig up the information. really good at electronic warfare, tracking, put together this documentary stating that this election was stolen, and they have proof. They have proof to show you that they can geofence individuals that have been paid to harvest ballots, drop it off at certain times to try to match the algorithm. Okay? So
absolutely.
When you sit there and you talk about when you sit there and you talk about these three little agencies lying to each other, they have to, because they just pulled off the biggest, like, crime in regards to the United States since the inception of this nation. This is high treason.
Yes.
This is not just, well, some people are going to go to jail. No, this is high treason. You stole the election, and now you're illegally operating this country and destroying it from within. There are going to be consequences.
Let's just call it what it is, right? They didn't steal the election. They staged a political coup.
Correct. Inside the borders
Absolutely.
Of our nation, on support
and
with support of these
federal action.
Agencies, these yeah, corrupt
yeah.
federal.
Go ahead, Michael.
The CIA.
Go ahead, Michael. You were going to say something there?
Oh, I was just saying absolutely. They're absolutely right. It was a coup, and they are destroying our nation from within, and they will be held accountable for it.
What I don't understand about it all, and maybe someone can enlighten me, we had Trump in office, who I believe was a patriot, many people do. How is it that did he have scumbags around him, excuse my language, that always steered him in the wrong direction? I mean, he installed Gina Haspel, James Comey, left him there. You know, all these people that went against him, why didn't he do something?
Well, let me tell you why. I'll pick the answer of this up. When you know that you are surrounded by corrupt individuals that are committing treason against the nation, you have to allow them to conduct themselves so that you can catch them real time. You can't arrest somebody on suspicion. You get what I'm saying? You can't arrest somebody because you think they're connected. Me personally, the guy plays 4D chess. He understands what's going on around him. I would allow certain individuals to conduct their operations, make it look like I'm not saying he's not bright, but make it look like he's just going as business as usual. I would let them conduct these operations against the American people, and then I would document it. Have you seen Comey lately? Where's he at?
Yeah. Last time I saw him, he was doing these coded messages. You know, we all seen him out there on Twitter with his pictures up in the tree and all these things. I mean, you know, passing messages
Correct.
Back and forth. But we haven't heard nothing from him or Big Mouth John Brennan, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for the bang. You know, I'm just waiting. I'm longing. I want to cheer, you know. John Durham, do something already.
I think something big, regardless, right around the corner. And this is what I fear. I fear that they're going to destroy this nation to the point where when the truth finally comes out, it doesn't matter. That is what I'm truly worried
about. We can't
do
about it. Yeah.
It's not even
they're not going to
do anything about it. When you destroy the infrastructure of this nation, when you destroy the economy, when you start starving out people here and you light the fire, and have us turn on each other, because that's what's happening here.
Yeah.
We'll talk about starvation real quick. We could talk about this is an operation that this government and entities connected to this government are conducting on the people. We'll talk about 19 food processing plants in the last 3 months burning to the ground, magically blowing up, magically having planes blowing, you know, flying into them and exploding. At the same time, we have the government slowing down grain transport by at least 30% on the rail systems, which, you know, they're talking about basically slowing down the transit of grain railroad-wise by 70%, and that's 30% of what gets pushed around the nation. On top of that, we have corrupt entities such as Bill Gates or individuals that are connected to big government that are gobbling up farmlands and letting them go to ruins. On top of that, if you look at the import-export and where we get a lot of our fertilizer nitrates, we get that from China. And if you're actually watching China right now, a lot of us that are, you know, spent time in the military, we understand the VMS, Voyage Management System. You can get online and you could actually track container vessels And right now, I guarantee there's thousands and thousands of container vessels that are supposed to be exporting goods from China that are at anchor and have sat at anchor. We are going to feel this. And this is what I try to warn people of. When they sit back and they turn around and they say, well, the federal government is going to come for our guns. The federal governments are going to strip us of our rights, our constitutionally protected rights. Number one, the Constitution always wins. Always wins. It always wins against tyranny, and they know that. There is no way that these individuals, as long as the checks and balances are in place, you could put whoever you want into office. The Constitution will always win. It dictates the law of the land, okay? The only way that these corrupt individuals are going to be able to destroy this nation is from within, and they know it. So what they do is they conduct operations to keep you occupied. In the meantime, they understand the only way they can destroy this nation and start a fire is to basically starve out a heavily armed population that is at odds with each other. We have special interest groups. We have people that literally have families over the last 2 years that have split down the middle. When these people in this nation start starving, and again, I said this is the highest population of armed people in the world. That's a recipe for disaster. And these corrupt government entities are just going to sit back and they're going to allow it to happen. That's the only way. Lincoln said it best when he stated the only way that this country is going to fail is going to be from within. They can't come full force. They can try to drop out the system all they want. They could try to mess with the economy. It's all about the food. You starve this population out. You keep them occupied in the meantime, right, until it bottlenecks, and then people realize they can't get what they need. Neighbors are going to turn against me. I'm going to tell you, people do desperate things against their neighbors if they need something. Everything.
Yeah, they will. I guarantee it. There's people that will do bad things to their neighbors now. So they get hungry and they starve.
Correct.
Yeah, people already hate each other. They've already divided us so bad. Like, people won't even feel bad about it. They're just going to go get what they need. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's exactly what I see coming. That's why I live in the country. That's why I've been preparing for it. And that's why, you know, I've got a plan.
This is what I train on in regards to my emergency preparedness company. All these people that live out in the woods, out in the backwoods, you should be worried. Because where do you think all these individuals, without plans, without any survival skills, where do you think they're all going to head?
Yeah, they're going to leave the cities and head to the country.
They're
leaving
the city.
Out to the country.
Yeah.
150%. Yep. So you guys that are out in the backwoods, you guys better get ready to be contacted if this ever goes down.
Like, what's going on in Afghanistan? They have 10-year-olds killing each other, beating each other to death with rocks over a piece of bread.
Correct.
I have videos from Afghanistan of children beating each other to death for bread.
It's human nature. It's what's going on. We could sit there and we could say that we're all patriots and we all stand. You know, the crazy thing is, and I know it's probably going to make a lot of people mad because I go to human nature on this one. Think about it like this. Think about how many friends you know. When you talk, let's talk survival for a second. Let's talk emergency preparedness because this is right up my alley. When I talk to individuals and I talk about a possible food crisis, how many of your friends, and be honest, how many of your friends, the first thing they say is, well, I got guns?
A lot. And that's
every one of them.
Okay.
That's what they say.
I've got guns. That's the mindset, brother. And you need to be taking heed.
Turn guns into food.
You need to take heed to that. And you think about it. Think about who you're surrounded around. I always teach this.
Oh, yeah.
If we have an urban tactical collapse, if we have an urban tactical collapse on purpose, the first thing you need to think about is your emergency action plan and how small your circle is. Who knows about your plan? Because I'm going to tell you, family members, friends, they're going to become your worst enemy.
Yep.
If they know
you're
about your plan and what you have eventually.
Yeah, what would you do to feed your child? What lengths would you go to feed your family? We don't know what we are capable of as a human species until we are put in that situation. Just like being behind a gun, you know, pulling a trigger. You don't know how you're going to react until you've been there. Even the best trained people fuck it up.
Well, that's what I
thought. You know, even to look at it this way, I mean, you look at human nature right now. When someone's doing well in life, you look at your friends. You start to become a little more successful than them, and what happens? I mean, they get jealous.
They all go.
Think of how much more when their life is on the line and they're hungry and these things. They'll sell you down the river for nothing.
This is what I constantly talk about. Like I said, I've been there. I've done that. I've fought for this nation. I fought in a war. I chased the cartel down in South America. I dealt with human trafficking. I was a Fed. Like, I know I have seen the worst that this world has. I have stared evil in its eye. And I try to wake people up that live in this magical world where they think, hey, when the system fails, because take heed, these corrupt individuals are telling you it's right around the corner. We have this administration talking every day basically about a possible cyber attack that's going to bring down the system. The whole system.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a United States of America instituted cyber attack that they will absolutely blame all Russia.
Correct.
Yes, they will.
This is what is going to happen. All nations around the world are probably part of this globalist plan. Canada, the same government up there, is probably going to conduct operations against its own people and say, oh, it was Russia. It doesn't matter who they point their fingers at. I'm going to tell you, if you understand anything about Agenda 2030, you understand anything about the World Economic Forum, right, a global government. We've been talking about this for so many years, and people were called conspiracy theorists, but now they're out in the open. They're talking about it right out in the open. But here's the thing. In order for that to happen, you have to destroy borders. You have to destroy nations, allegiances to governments, flags, and constitutions worldwide.
That's why the American flag is hate speech on TikTok right now.
Half of it is basically AI technology, governments, and you really want me to believe that CIA, NSA, the federal government, this administration alone has already sat down with TikTok. Do you understand at the beginning of the pandemic, they sat down and they put together a panel on TikTok to push COVID propaganda? They're taking American taxpayers' dollars and pushing it towards these operations that we could talk about TikTok, leftist TikTok, communist TikTok. The U.S. federal government is operating using TikTok. And here's the thing that people don't understand. It always makes me mad. Being a federal police officer, I understand Fed Code, USC. I understand federal law. And what people don't understand is when they get on these platforms, they start talking about, you don't have your First Amendment rights here. Well, let me tell you something, partner. The second the U.S. federal government goes into contract with a separate entity to conduct operations that basically suppress American constitutionally protected rights, guess what you're deemed in federal court? You are deemed the government. Hence, it is a constitutional tort. TikTok is acting on behalf of the U.S. federal government. In federal court, TikTok is acknowledged and defined as government, and they are suppressing people's constitutionally protected rights. So, yes, yes, it's illegal, and yes, they're breaking the law.
Let's go to Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. They have all received funds from the federal government. There is proof of it out there, ladies and gentlemen. You can find it on the Internet. That means that they are to uphold the Constitution, period, end of story. There is no negotiation with that.
If they operate inside the United States, provide services for Americans, right, and they are operating on the behalf or allowing the federal government backdoor operations into their platform, which we know TikTok and Facebook have been doing, they are the federal government, and they are violating constitutionally protected rights. And that is why these douchebags right now are so afraid of a private person purchasing a platform such as Twitter. Because a lot of people don't understand. He could just be purchasing that platform just to gain the intelligence and the data People think like he can literally buy it tomorrow, gather all the intel and the data over the last 8 years, see the algorithms, right? Collect that data and say, fuck you, Twitter, and burn it to the fucking ground.
Yeah. He could do more than that, right? He could take the data and use it against them. If he released the stuff that the government's doing with our personal information on social media, the government,
correct.
I swear to you, Washington, D.C., the streets would run red.
Correct.
Well, you know, just to cut in there, to to anybody that's on the line that's called in, that was on the call, sorry, friends, sometimes we get caught up in these conversations. We don't mean to leave you on hold and these things. You know, feel free to call back. We'll get you on. And, Kim, if you're listening, you know, I don't know if you figured out how to chat with them yet, but just apology, friends. We're still trying to learn the switchboard and figure things out, but we'll get it. Just have some patience. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, thank you all for having me on. I really appreciate it. You should stream this on TikTok. You know, you can do that with Streamlabs. People need to hear these conversations. They need to hear the banter back and forth and the rhetoric that we spew instead of the indoctrination the media spew.
Here's the problem with that. I want to point out when it comes to TikTok, you have to request permission for the live stream code. I've done it. I've had patriots do before, and if they find out who you are, you will not get that code.
Okay, well, give me. They will not release it ever. It's kind of funny how they treat us here.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. I'm used to operating behind enemy lines.
Maybe we'll have live Twitter option here pretty soon. That would be nice.
That would be nice.
Right? And Elon Musk is not playing with them. See, that's the thing. Elon Musk is an absolutist. He believes in freedom, absolutely. He believes in freedom of speech, absolutely. He thinks that you should be able to say what you want. He believes in he's pro-choice, which, you know, makes a lot of people mad. But he's an absolutist because, you know, in the society in which we live, if we ask the government to make one decision, we are opening the floodgates for everything. You give them an inch, they will take a mile every time because power corrupts absolutely.
He has a Tesla AR-15 and a Tesla flamethrower. I kind of like him a little bit.
I do too, man. He is not the one to play with because he is an absolutist in his belief of the Constitution.
Yeah, only one time will tell, you know. But, yeah, from what I've read about him, from what I've studied, I like a lot of things that I've studied about him, you know. He's too smart for me, so... you know, I don't know what to think about those brilliant people, but you know, I like anybody that's pro-A, or pro-2A, pro-First Amendment, pro-choice, you know, I'm not really pro-choice, I would say, you know, I just don't agree with it, but other than that, you know, I like a lot of things that he does stand for, but he's a little too smart for me.
This is what I try to tell people, if you're following people, stop listening to their words and look at their actions. Stop listening to what they say they believe. Stop listening to what they say they're going to do. Look at their track record.
If people actually did that with our politics, then none of these people would fucking be there where they're at now. You know, I mean,
Hillary Clinton would be under a prison somewhere, like 6 feet under the prison.
150%.
Because if we looked at the actions of these people, man, don't play. There wouldn't be a single politician from 1995 until present day that wasn't in prison.
Absolutely, there would not.
You're correct. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for your information. Definitely, definitely stay in Kate's back pocket and keep feeding that information. Like I said, as soon as that information is like plutonium. If I took that information right now that I was transmitted, and I put it up, I would probably have people knocking at my frickin' door saying, where the hell?
Here's the thing.
Where did you get those Ukrainians?
They created the monsters.
Correct. And I'm not, listen, I've walked through hell. I am not worried about anything at this point. But I'm also a strategist. I'm a tactician. I understand what fights I should fight and what fights I should retreat from and regroup. So.
I have about 30 million documents from the United States of America and are clandestine bullshit that we do in other countries and the experimentations that we have done on other peoples. And have contracts. We have weapons non-proliferation agreements and weapons proliferation agreements with a ton of countries. We have technology and science research contracts. We have them with China, right? We've had them with Russia. We have over 1,000 biological research facilities around the world. Some of the most deplorable ones are in Armenia. I have written a 687-page document about just the Eurasia biolaboratories and what has gone on there. People have no idea because people do not talk about it. We get censored and called misinformation. Well, the last time TikTok hit me with misinformation about the biolab, I attached the biolaboratory fact sheet to them from the State Department and sent it in an email and said, you need to lift my ban because I need to know what's misinformation. Explain.
That's the thing. I'm going to tell you, every time I get pulled down on TikTok for the same type of violations, just for taking information in and providing it to individuals to have them use their critical thinking skills, the first thing that they hit me up for is just basic community violation. I contact them and I let them know with documentation that they are in contract with the U.S. government and how they're conducting operations against American people is actually illegal and it's unconstitutional. And to cease and desist. And what's funny is, as soon as I do that, in a matter of a minute, I get my account right back. They know what they're doing.
Exactly.
All of these platforms have people. Yep.
Well, so this is something we also forget, right? We forget that Soleimani was a CIA agent at one point. And
correct.
What did they do to him? They said that Iran was the axis of evil after this man had come to the table with the United States of American generals and sat down and took the map from them. Angrily, he snatched the map out of the hand of one of the generals of Afghanistan. This was in October of 2001 and drew X's all over the map. And he
correct.
Said, here, 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 and here, and said, you bombed there first and threw the map in the face of one of the generals and stormed out of the room.
Well,
America was
successful
in first year in Afghanistan because of him. And George Bush, being the career criminal he was, destroyed it.
Let's talk about Afghanistan that people don't realize and don't even think about, right? So we saw the mass evacuation, right? Us running with the strongest nation in the world, running with our tail, between our legs. And what people don't understand is, all of this started, and you always have to ask yourself, why now? I'm telling you, this is like how operators need to think when they're dealing with the intel. Turn around and say, why now? At the same time that information was dropping about corrupt individuals being connected to this laptop from hell, the corruption within the FBI, the illegal FISA warrants, right? All this stuff that was coming out with Durham and a special counsel investigating people, magically, after all of this time of fighting in Afghanistan, we decide to retreat and leave our equipment, ammo, and bases behind. A lot of people turn around and they said, well, that's crazy, right? They get mad at this administration, and guess what? Nobody's talking about it right now. Let me tell you something. What if, would it be crazy enough to think, what if we left those bases, munitions, and equipment behind because this corrupt administration knew they had a problem with Russia stepping in, going into Ukraine, possibly finding all the data that they need to in regards to all their illegal operations around the world, the bioweapon facilities. What if they knew that they were going to have to deal with Russia here real soon on the world stage? So they decided to abandon our bases, leave equipment, leave munitions just to turn around if there is a war here in the near future, arm the Taliban to fight the Russians.
Well, I'll tell you this too, right? People don't realize this. This is, you can verify some of it online, and for any doubters, I can tell you, I have zero qualms about sending you something because if you do something with it, they'll come after you. They're not coming. They know that.
Correct.
The thing is, we forget that there was a phone call made to the White House 2 weeks before our withdrawal from Afghanistan got fucked. People forget that we have Marines on the ground in Afghanistan as of this moment. We had Marines die November 22nd, 2021, Marines died on deployment in fucking Afghanistan. We forget that the CIA increased its presence in Afghanistan at the blessing of the motherfucking Taliban. We forget that we sat there and we are watching the Taliban kill its people. We're watching ISIS-K rain down holy hell in Afghanistan. And we are sitting there as a nation worried about what fucking pronouns to use. We are sitting there not talking about the
family. Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Michael.
And we sit there and we're not talking about the Taliban invited Russia, China, Iran, Qatar, Pakistan to fucking take over ceremony of Afghanistan. What the hell are we doing?
Right.
Michael, you're going to say something, Michael? Go ahead, brother.
Oh, I was just saying, Biden drone striking families over there. I mean, it's all.
Yeah. What did you do in Syria?
And speaking about Syria, we look at ISIS. I mean, it's all we've seen on the news was ISIS, ISIS, ISIS. And then, Trump comes in, ISIS disappears. I mean, we all know Obama
Do you understand why that is? Because our CIA and NSA, these are their fucking proxy armies. Who do you think's training these individuals? Who do you think's giving them equipment, communications, weaponry? These are
100%
proxy army.
100%. The same with the Free Army in Syria there.
The Mujahideen, we financed them. Osama bin Laden worked for the CIA 100%. And Tim Osman was his call name for the CIA. That's what he was on payroll as.
Correct.
Woo! Chris, you got
all these billions of dollars we're sending over to Ukraine right now?
$3.3 billion, 2022 contract to train the Taliban in Afghanistan. That's not for our soldiers, right? That's to pay their soldiers, to arm their soldiers, and to do everything for their soldiers. $3.3 billion. I have the contract if you want to see it.
Yeah, so on top of that, when we talk about Russia, a lot of people, the reason why they're bad-mouthing Russia right now is because Russia is probably spearheading this operation against this one world order, this global agenda to destroy nations. Russia ain't playing that bullshit. You go to Russia, do you think anyone in fucking Russia right now questions where they should go to the fucking bathroom? Do you think anyone in Russia right now thinks that a man can birth a fucking child? No. They took our science, they took our mathematics, they flipped everything on its head, they destroyed our children's future, and for what? Because they need the United States to get the fuck out of the way so that they can push the world of fucking agenda. So I'm going to tell you, 90% of your corrupt government officials have no allegiance to this fucking nation. They sold us out a long time ago, and they are part of this global agenda to wipe out nations and create this one world government. But they're not going to be able to do that with America in the way. Here's the deal. America has been conducting, and it is our corrupt three-letter agencies, these corrupt individuals in government that have been conducting these operations around the world to install governments, like-minded governments, so that they can push their fucking agenda. Look at France right now. We're sitting here arguing about fucking Afghanistan. Do you understand? President of France, that piece of shit, had a 36% approval rating and fucking just magically won the election, and they are burning the fucking the people are so pissed off, they're burning the shit to the ground. Have you seen shit one about that on the news or CNN or Fox or any of that? The people
Man,
are
we only see what they want us
against
to see.
The bullshit.
Go ahead, Chris.
Come on. Let's keep it legitimate, okay, for real. Like, y'all really want to talk about some shit? All right, how about we talk about the coups the United States CIA has staged? China, Iran, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Syria, Egypt, Indonesia, British Guiana, Iraq, Northern Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Ecuador, Congo, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Cuba, Bolivia, Ghana, Angola, Jamaica, Turkey, Chad, Grenada, South Yemen. To name a few, there's Libya, Nicaragua, Panama, Afghanistan, three times now? Somalia, Venezuela, and Haiti? To name a few.
Chris, you are definitely I hope you'll come back on our show where we can put you in the hot seat You got some good information, and I've got a pile of questions. I know Michael and I have been texting back and forth. He has a pile, and we're going to get you on and just let you go wild. So I hope you definitely would do that. But in saying that, you talked about Soleimani as a CIA agent. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Soleimani was absolutely a CIA agent. He was what they called the general of the he was a general. Qasem Soleimani was his full name. He died January 2020 in a strike against the Baghdad airport in Iraq. He led what we refer to sometimes as the Middle Eastern intelligence community. The Quds, I think, is what they're called. They're part of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps of Iran, but they do intelligence throughout the Middle East. Those are the CIA, basically, of the Middle East. He did a lot of clandestine operations for the United States of America and for the world. He had been, he was in the Kurdish Rebellion, the Iran-Iraq War that lasted between the 1980 and 1988, somewhere around there. He was part of the KDPI insurgency, which was 1989 to 1995, maybe. And then Lebanon, he helped us with Afghanistan in ways that we would never repay, but, you know, Bush is a criminal, so we know how that went. He was involved
Correct.
In a shit ton of stuff. Syria, Iran, Israel.
Do you believe that the truth about Iran blackmailing Obama, and that's why they sent over the pallets of cash, about Osama bin Laden being alive?
Osama bin Laden, I can't talk about any of that. I'll tell you where I was in 2011.
All right, go ahead.
In 2011, I was in Abbottabad, Pakistan.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. See what I mean, Michael? Oh,
yeah. Very interesting. Very,
very,
very
interesting.
Yeah. I was there for the second week of March until the end of May.
Well, you know, I need to...
One should ask themselves this question. Why does Osama bin Laden's family have Secret Service detail for the rest of their life inside the United States of America?
Correct.
That's right.
Why did his family also get shuttled out of here right after the attack? Nobody really defined them before... The intelligence community and the government declared somebody taking claim to the attacks. We got his whole family, or at least family that was stateside, because bin Ladens are everywhere. And people, and here's the thing, people think bin Laden is like their last name. Laden is their last name. Bin means, in Arabic, bin means son of. So Osama bin means Osama son of Laden. And the bin Ladens are all over the frickin' place. If you go to Dubai, I lived in Dubai for about 2 years. I've been all around the world conducting operations. I speak Arabic. I understand the customs, the Quran, the salams, all that stuff. A lot of stuff didn't make any sense in regards to you know, the operation that was conducted to take him out, and how the U.S. Navy turned around, so they just threw his body into the ocean. None of that makes any sense, especially when you don't want to piss off the whole Islamic faith by just disposing, regardless of terrorists or not, disposing an Islamic man's body into the ocean. So a lot of that stuff doesn't make any sense to me. The operation doesn't make any sense to me. The individual that
was
behind
the
operation.
Down at Sail Team 6 with
Yeah, the whole operation, the tier one level teams that were conducting operations, now we have some loudmouth on social media that is able to walk around and tell the whole world that he was the one that shot bin Laden. I'm not saying he did. I'm not saying he didn't. But he sure loved the attention. I watched
Hard
him
to shoot
time
somebody
to time.
Who didn't die.
Yeah, 150%. The story to me just stinks. And like I said, I'm a tactician. I think of things, and I just, as soon as I heard starting to end, I said, there's, I don't know. I'm not buying it. Not one thing about that operation. So.
You know what? Here, I'll tell you this. This is a good piece. The United States of America, if you file a Freedom of Information Act request, they can't lie to you, and they have to prove why something is national security and won't release the information. The more you know.
Yeah, so we'll talk about national security. Let's talk about national security. Let's talk about the attacks on 9/11. Do you understand that Building 7, right? What was housed in Building 7? We can go all the way back then. Do any of you guys know the federal agencies that were located there and the operations that are being conducted in regards?
Why don't we start a little bit before that? Why don't you go back to 1995?
Let's go.
1995, someone who lived in my house informed his director that there was a planned terrorist attack on United States soil, and it was one of our clandestine CIA operatives which was planning the attack at the request of some Arab financiers. 1998, the entire House of Congress, they knew that there was a terrorist attack being planned on the United States of America's soil using aircraft.
Correct.
All of our Congress knew that in 1998. That begs the question, right? Why did we... Oh, this is a funny question. What went... Oh, come on, Mr. Freedom Six, can you tell me what went missing? What went missing a couple of days before that was allowed to be known went missing before 9/11?
$1 trillion.
A whole bunch of freaking money. Yes, and they were conducting an audit at the Pentagon. On top of that, some of that information was actually in Building 7, and I talk about this as well. Building 7 wasn't anywhere near Ground Zero, but magically it caught on fire, this and that. Do you understand that the NIST fire model is actually classified, which I've never seen in my life? I had to do my final thesis in emergency management and fire science on Type 1 construction buildings, and I was trying to get the data from Building 7, and I couldn't requisition it because the fire model that shows how the fire spreads from floor to floor is actually deemed classified. Why?
Why is it in the building that were raised to destroy it?
150%. People talk about the service elevators, and we talk Type 1 construction buildings. We could talk about Building 1, Building 2. Type 1 construction buildings. There's never been one Type 1 construction building. We're talking about buildings that are built from the core out with concrete embedded in steel. There has never been one building, Type 1 construction building, that's ever fell in the nation's history in regards to fire. The Prime Meridian was a good one. It was a hotel. It was an inferno. Like 30 floors were on fire, engulfed in fire for like 3 or 4 days, never fell. There has never been one type one construction building that ever fell to fire until that day. The shit doesn't make any sense.
How hot does jet fuel burn? Oh, not hot enough for that, right?
Well, so fire science will teach you the fire can only be as hot as the fuel. And what I mean by fuel is I'm not just talking about jet fuel. Whatever is in the room to be combusted, the fire can only be as hot as that. What I'm trying to state is even jet fuel evaporates. It would have flashed over it. There is no way jet fuel, even live and on fire, could melt steel girders that are encased in concrete.
Yeah.
But I digress.
That's right. The way it fell, right? It felt like controlled demolition, did it not?
Correct.
It felt just like it was controlled. Every controlled building I've ever seen felt just like that.
We know the plane hit the buildings, right? We know that was a fact, but that is not the reason the buildings fell. And if you think it was, then you need to go back to school, just Google some stuff on physics and thermodynamics, and you will see.
Cutting agents? What type of cutting agent do you think they use? What did they find at ground? You know that ground zero was molten steel, and the heat signature could be seen from satellites for days afterwards. Jet fuel doesn't do that to steel. Do you know that this corrupt administration that was in power at the time went ahead and basically pulled all that scrap and shifted off to China for pennies on the dollar? Well, last time I checked, that's all evidence. But they pulled it out and got rid of it. It's a freaking piece.
Yeah.
It's
so
crazy.
I have a question.
You would have to, all you have to do is research this.
What countries
ahead,
were
Chris.
They terrorists from? What countries were they terrorists from?
Saudi Arabia.
No, this.
And Iran.
And Iran.
What countries did we invade?
Correct.
Iraq.
And Afghanistan.
Iran. Afghanistan, yeah.
We never, yeah. So for some reason, they wanted you to believe that these individuals were, and yeah, it doesn't make any sense. The attackers, all of this crap. You see, here's how you know the CIA and the three-letter agencies are involved in these operations. It's simplistic, the symbolism. What did they state they found at Ground Zero? How were they able to tie this operation to these people? They said they found a passport that was inside of one of the planes that they couldn't find any parts of, but magically found the passport at Ground Zero. That sounds kind of like, I don't know, the New York shooting. They just magically find these agencies, just magically find identification that can have you connect the dots so that you don't have to question about probable cause and how they came up with the idea of being able to track individuals down. Now, nobody's going to question it. I questioned it. How is the plane that slammed into the building basically disintegrated, right? Some of those engines are indestructible. They never found it. They found a crappy little piece to an engine that didn't even match the type of plane down at Ground Zero. And people can't explain that. But let's talk about the passport. This passport supposedly was inside of the plane. Inside the plane that hit the building that melted steel, but for some reason the passport, no bodies, but the passport just flew down and somebody came across it and was able to put that.
He threw the passport out the window before the plane crashed. He threw the passport out the window. Okay.
Sorry. That was they locked the windows now. You can't roll the windows down anymore. So.
Right, and that's why, because you threw the passport out.
Yeah. So, damn, I could go down the rabbit hole with you all day long. I love this.
Yeah, it's a.
I don't
the thing
love
is,
because
the American people
that
is there.
Yeah. I think you know
it's
what
here.
I think that's a portion of it, and you know what I think too. I think half of it is people don't give a shit because people would rather have people govern them and tell them what to do because it's easier in life. You know how hard it is to try to wake people up and show people evidence. I know you do. To sit down, put your nuts on the line, put your name on the line, try not to look like a crazy person, but try to explain to people, hey, this doesn't make any sense. You know how many times I get looked at and shut down by people I know, and I'm literally like, God. No, I look back and I'm like, God, you really don't give a shit. You really care too much about your puny little existence here that you're allowed to have. That could be taken away at any second.
Go ahead, Michael. What
you're
saying?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, they just think that our government wouldn't do that to us, or they're Republicans, and they think, oh, George Bush would have never done that to us. Yeah, it's crazy because you're right. I mean, they won't look at the facts.
And they won't look at the facts. And here's how crazy it is. They flip science upside down to the point where we actually have people that believe in this nation a man can birth a child. So what do you think is going to happen when you present these people with the evidence to show them that, number one, all of these illegal operations have been conducted against the sovereign nation, which is the United States from D.C., which is its own sovereign nation, not a part of the United States. On top of that, all these corrupt government officials conducting these operations and conducting the legal activity. What do you think is going to happen when the truth finally comes out about everything? These fucking idiots are going to sit back and be like, I don't believe it. But you believe a man could birth a child at this point. You believe that you could build a building with Common Core. You believe in CRT, which is education for collegians, just to teach individuals that are in college about diversity in regards to law enforcement. But they're pushing that on three-year-olds. It's all about divide, conquer, separate us.
Yeah.
People don't understand these operations. I always laugh when people come to me and say, hey, when's World War III going to pop off? And I look at them and say, are you fucking stupid? We're in the middle of a war right now. It's called psychological warfare. We are in the middle of it right now, and you are asking me when it's going to pop off? Holy shit.
Absolutely. Hey, you're right. We're in World War III, right? We've been in it for a while. We only lined up 2 hours tonight because that's all we had Kramer lined up for tonight. So we're coming to the end of the show right now. It went by fast because, man, these topics are awesome. They're hot. And like you said, we could talk about these rabbit holes forever. But, man, I wanted to give Freedom and Ms. Pris a time to announce their, you know, any their platforms, your websites, and just promote yourself right quick. So, Freedom, go ahead.
Before you start there, I just want to thank both of you for coming on. And Ms. Pris, we have your number there now. If it's okay for me to contact you on that or inbox, I think if I contact you through TikTok, I might lose you pretty quick. You know how it is. But if it's okay, you can send me a text or whatever. You don't have to answer now. I will reach out to you on a later date, bring you on, and kind of nail you with some questions. Mr. Freedom Stick, you're awesome. You're absolutely awesome, and listen, you're great for the show, and you're full of passion, and, you know, we all appreciate you, and you know, we found your equal in Ms. Pris. All right, go ahead, Pris, you can speak.
Go ahead.
Me? I'm sorry. So my platforms on TikTok change regularly, obviously. I do have a Telegram channel, but it's private, so you have to message me. The name for that is Ms. Pris, MSPRISS 425 on Telegram. That's also my main TikTok page. I haven't lost it yet. I plan on not losing that one, so I never go live on it, which is crazy, I know. But, you know, the thing is, people need to learn how to dissect, analyze, and sift through the information they're given, because psyops are a thing. Controlled opposition is absolutely a thing. And if we don't have these conversations, then we're going to get lost in the shuffle of it. And I'll tell y'all this, Obama is not the one in control of Biden. He's not, unfortunately.
Correct.
I wish he was. It'd make it a lot easier. But Anthony Blinken's a motherfucker that y'all should look at.
Well, where can we find you at, Mr. Freedom Stick?
Yeah, obviously, if you're following me on social media, my name changes every other day on TikTok because I'm probably Patriot number one in their black book of doxing. All I got to do is, if you're on any social media account, any social media platform, just type in Mr. Freedom Stick. You'll find me. I'm on Instagram. I'm obviously on Telegram. You can type in Mr. Freedom Stick. I have my own channel as well. I'm on Rumble. I'm on Truth. I'm all over the place. And then also, you can go to my website, www.mrfreedomstick.com. Got a lot of great information on there. Have a lot of Patriot information. We also support Patriot and small veteran-owned businesses. We also support radio shows like this. So it's a one-stop shop, www.mrfreedomstick.com. We have just about everything in regards to patriotism and freedom. And, yeah, you can find us over there. And on top of that, if you're on Spotify, if you're on Google Podcasts, if you're on Apple Podcasts, all your major podcasts, all you have to do is type in Just a Pinch of Patriot. That is my podcast. I'm going to be releasing an updated episode sometime this week because I am fired up about a lot. So be on the lookout for that.
I'm glad to make that. I'm going to have to listen to your podcast.
Hell yeah, it's awesome.
It really is.
And do me a
favor. He's got a lot of information, and he's uncensored on there, so it's pretty cool. Yeah, I appreciate both of y'all coming on. And go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, do me a favor. Go ahead and hit me up with your Telegram, your private channel. You said your private channel. You have a private channel on Telegram. Do me a favor. Just can you find me? It'll probably be easier for you to find me. Can you hit me up on Telegram, Mr. Freedom Stick, and just shoot me a link?
Chris? I sure will. I will. I put stuff in there that we don't get on normal platforms. I'm tired of the censorship, man. The communist dictatorship of the social media platforms is real.
I'm trying to find you on here.
And what? How do you spell that? Miss M-I-S-S or M-R-S? Or?
No, M-S-T-R-I-S-S.
Yeah, M-S-T-R-I-S-S, 425.
Yeah, 425.
Look for me, Miss Briss. I'm three rows more hoes. So TikTok made me do it.
Yeah, thank y'all so much for having me on. And Mr. Bramsley, I look forward to seeing more of your platforms and listening to your podcast. I like someone who can go down rabbit holes and compete with me on intellect and intelligence, someone who's worked the system and is tired of the system.
Yeah. I am, and I appreciate you. You put a lot on the line, and like I said, once I receive that documentation through our intermediate individual, and I looked at them, I said, holy shit, whoever this is, this is legit, and that legitimate information here. Like I said, the stuff that you're holding right now is freaking plutonium. And the cool thing is you understand how to use intermediates. You understand not to go full force with this, and you use your channels, which I like.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we have to
slide
the truth into these people. If you shell shock them with it, man, it's not going to be good. You have to try to do it gently and slowly, because it's like, you know, you'd rather have the lube for the cactus than the knot, trust me.
Absolutely. I'm telling
you. Great info. Our time is up. I appreciate all of y'all.
Thank you all so much.
Everybody listening, thank y'all so much. Thank you for all your support. And we will see y'all next week, and you'll probably see us tonight again on TikTok. Love you all. Have a great night. Thank you for listening.
Take care.
Thank you, Fred.
Yeah,
thank
care.
You.
Good night, guys.